Welcome to our class, How to Write Your Book in 6 Weeks. This is our fourth class where we're going to be talking about how you can get your website set up, which is typically going to be a blog. So what happened a few years ago is blogs took precedence over websites. There's a lot of places that you can get your URL, that's your unique link to your website, and GoDaddy is probably one of the most popular. You can also get it at places like HostGator, and again, any links that I mentioned will be listed on the link page at the end of our course. So the first thing you want to do is open your account at HostGator if that's where you choose to host your website, and then you go to GoDaddy and change the name servers, which is where does that redirect to your web hosting. So let's say that you had a file folder and you knew that this file folder had to go in cabinet one. That's exactly how the name servers redirect to a website. And Fiverr.com is one of the best resources you're going to find. For $5, you can have almost anything of these skills that you're going to need to use be developed by a person at Fiverr for $5. It's $7 with the Fiverr fee, and you can have them set up your WordPress site from beginning to end. They can create a banner for you. They'll be able to write articles, take video. So if you create something like this, which is a PowerPoint, they can actually create your video for your website. The main thing you want to do is have articles, video, and audio added to your website at least once a week, and that gives you traction, that gets you higher level of notice in the search engines. The PR sites are sites that actually track new websites, so you can submit your website to PR sites and you'll be able to get more people sent to your site. RSS feeds are newswire service feeds, and you can search RSS feed health and you will see millions of listing of news reporting that will redirect people to a specific topic in health, and then they have feeds that will go on your website on a regular basis. It might be once a day, it might be 10 times a day, but that's considered traffic, which is going to increase the level of your visibility. You can also buy links on high-ranked websites. So if your blog is going to be on health issues and you search health blogs, you'll come up with millions and millions of blogs. The ones that are ranked the highest are the ones that you would want to buy a link from. You approach them, send them an email, call them, whatever way you can contact them, and say you would like to purchase a link for $10 a month. And then you put that link on your website, and it will increase the level of your visibility of your site very rapidly because they've already done the work to get the traffic to their website. You can also sell links on your website, which if anybody is backlinking to your website, it's another way of getting additional traffic. You can sell products on your website. You have so much knowledge that you probably haven't even recognized yet, and you can create audio programs, you can create videos, how to, and have them for sale. You can give some away to give people a reason to leave their name and information, which is why you'd want a capture box. The capture box will take the person's name and their email, and you want to have it set up so that you can build a database, and then when you have a new product, you now have a database that you can send information to that database saying, hey, I'm launching a new book, I'm launching an ebook, I have a new video, and you'll have a built-in market already developed for that. And again, you can use Fiverr to set up, and all of these things that need to be done to have your blog set up. I look forward to working with you in our next class.